soft and soothing. Haven't felt this way in a long, long time. Oh, my love, my dearest love. Oh, my body's aching. Oh, my soul is wide open. And my heart is breaking. I've been traveling over country, across the oceans and the great divide. Longing to have you with me, find a home where we can hide. Oh, my love, my dearest love. Can you hear me?
The Small Glories in the WVTF studio for Roots Down Session. That is from the new album, Assiniboine and the Red, and Oh My Love. That's beautiful.
Thank you. And you pronounced the album title correctly. We are so impressed.
Isn't that great? From, the confluence of two mighty rivers in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Yes,
indeed.
Indeed.
It's where you're from. Just another example of you Canadians coming down here and taking all of our folk and roots jobs.
Well. But we're nice about it, at least.
Yes. Yeah. 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 You Canadians are
sorry
polite.
About that.
Sorry.
But,
sorry.
It's time to move over.
No.
Oh, that's great.
No, just joking.
But this is indeed your U.S. debut album, right? First release?
Well, our first release on a label down here.
Okay.
We did release an album 3 years ago, Wonders Traveler, and we released it independently. And we did come down here, did quite a bit of radio stuff in the States as well. But this is our first, I guess, official launch with a U.S. label backing us, and we've got a bit of a machine down here, and it's pretty awesome.
Well, yeah, I was talking earlier to JD. We're talking with Kara Luft and JD Edwards, the Small Glories, and talking to JD about being homesick.
Yeah,
you need to get back up north, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Now Winnipeg isn't your hometown though, but you guys have pretty much adopted it, haven't you?
Yeah,
that's right. I'm originally from Southern Ontario, and Kara's originally from Alberta. And we've both been in Winnipeg for many years now.
I feel like it adopted us too. It's the kind of city where they want you there. I get that impression as musicians. We've kind of been. It's a mutual adoption, would you say?
Well, that's great. That's wonderful. So it's a strong music town too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. A lot of great artists live and work in Winnipeg and beyond. But there's also been a great history there. That's one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time. The Guess Who is from Winnipeg.
Oh, there you go.
And Neil Young cut his teeth there.
Yeah, sure.
I think part of the reason Winnipeg is such a hotbed for music, art, and culture is that it's where it's located. It's the largest city, the first largest city west of Toronto. And Toronto's 24-hour drive away from us. So it's a long haul.
Yeah.
And then Calgary would be considered the next major city, and it's 16 hours west of us. So as the first stop in Western Canada, Winnipeg was a place where people from all over the world ended up. And the geography there, it's flat. There aren't mountains to distract you. It's bloody cold in the wintertime. It's bloody hot in the summertime. So what do you do to entertain yourselves? You start a band. You do art. You have to do something to kind of get your mind out of feeling claustrophobic or cooped up for 6 months of the year in the dead of winter. So I think that geography and weather play a huge part, and history play a huge part in why Winnipeg is, you know, labor movement stuff started in Manitoba. The first province to grant the women the right to vote was Manitoba. So there's this kind of social justice vibe thing happening there. A lot of First Nations people there. It's really incredible. It's an incredible city.
I think it's a magnetic field too, because it's like the center of the continent,
yes,
isn't it? It's like center of everything right there.
Yeah.
And you leave Winnipeg on either side, you're going downhill from there.
Or uphill.
Uphill, actually.
Yeah.
Well, let's get some nuts and bolts stuff out of the way here, just so that we know a little bit of your history. Kara, you're a Juno Award winner,
mm-hmm,
founding member of the Wayland Jennies, you know, and wanted to make sure everyone knew that, that your background, but also just how you guys came together. It's sort of like, talk about being adopted by a city. You guys were like adopted by each other. It was fate that brought you together.
It was a really cool experience. There's a wonderful venue in Winnipeg called the West End Cultural Center, and they were having a big anniversary concert. And the idea behind the concert was to invite as many Manitoba artists to come back to this venue. A bunch of people had moved away, but they invited people of all different genres to come back and celebrate. I think there were maybe 30 artists that were invited. And then they had this idea of pairing each of us off with an artist who we wouldn't normally play music with, or somebody maybe we had never played music with, or people who are different genres. And I don't know, as luck would have it, JD and I were paired off together. We knew each other casually. We'd see each other at the local music shop. I think we'd maybe run into each other at the odd conference, music conference, but we realized we had never actually heard the other person sing or the other person play. And we were given this task of learning two songs written by other Manitoba artists and learn them together and perform them at this concert. And I always like to joke, serious joke, and say that my as we started rehearsing, my mind kind of exploded with joy because I had missed singing harmony with somebody, having the harmony experience with the Jennies, that real tight three-part stuff. I had been doing a lot of solo stuff before the Jennies, went back to doing solo stuff, but didn't always have a side guy who could sing. And I was looking for doing a different project, starting a duo project with somebody, and particularly a male singer. And so when JD and I started rehearsing, my brain just started going, oh my gosh, this could actually turn into something really quite beautiful.
So you knew from the very beginning that you had something you wanted to continue with?
I don't know if we knew that we wanted to continue it, but I definitely knew that it was something, the vocal blend and the instinctual harmony that the way that we just kind of played off each other, that doesn't come around all that often. I think we both were pleasantly surprised by it. And fast forward many years, here we are in Virginia. You got any thoughts on that?
You've pretty much covered it all.
Okay. All right then. Thanks, JD.
No problem. I'm here.
Just jump in anytime you're ready.
I will.
Again, it's the Small Glories in the WVTF studio.
Rocky Mountain.
shining. Shadows drift on frost-covered hills. Colors of gold and tan. A crystal river through the valley ran. No one's ever owned me. It's the first time that ever I've been claimed. Albert is her name. I sat down in a row to you. You said you should be coming. You're never gonna see a sky so blue. Drapes of green.
Roots Down Radio sessions recorded live in the WVTF studio. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
I could sing for the money, I could sing for the priest. Spitting out nothing, wasting time upon the stage. Good folks are bleeding freedom, denied their truth. One thing I can do is sing for you. Sing for the suffering. Slaves cast in a debt they can never repay. Sing for their oppressors who still believe it's either us or them, never harmony. Sing for the rebels who forgot their cause. Dignity for all, whatever the cost. Who are looking at retirement, don't want to be poor. But what about the children ravaged by? Sing for the priests, spitting out nothing, wasting time upon the
free from the past. Sing for a living that's meant to last. Sing for togetherness and not the wall. Tears of human spirit. Nothing, wasting time up on the stage. The folks are bleeding freedom, denied their truth. One thing I can do is sing for you.